The Unusual Life of Tristan Smith, written by Peter Carey and read by Mark Lucas.
My maman was one of you. She was born in Furstand. She was able to trace her family back to the settlers free of the Great Song. Had things been different, I might have been a Furstander like you, and then there would have been no trouble. But when my maman was 18, she came to Chemin Rouge to be a model in a fashion advertisement. She became famous within Effica for her role in a local soap opera, and then she was notorious as a founder of the Fou Follet Collective, a small radical theatre group which was always in trouble with our local authorities for its opposition to the country of her birth. Let us say it straight, Felicity Smith was very critical of her own people. It was because of this she changed her name from Smuts to Smith. She did not want to be a Furstander. She was outraged at the way Furstand manipulated our elections, meddled with our currency, threaded all that shining cable we never understood, miles of it, great loops of it, through the dry granite caves which honeycombed our southern provinces. She did not like the way your country used us. If this is offensive, I am sorry, but it was her belief. It was honestly held. Indeed, it was passionately held. She was not reasonable or balanced or fair. Yet for all the passion she expanded, for all the ceaseless paranoia, for all the very real Effican government agents who came snooping round the theatre, their electronic pencils dancing like fireflies in the dark, it is hard to see how the Fou Follet Collective was a threat to anyone. It was a small, dirty, uncomfortable theatre at the back of that warren of bachelor flats, stables and dressage rings which had once housed the Ducrot Circus School. When, at the end of her life, my maman found a way to really threaten the status quo, it was not through the theatre, but in the dirty old fairground of baby-kissing politics. In comparison, the notorious Fou Follet was toothless. It had no money, no advertising, too much boring Brecht. My maman sometimes said that if it had not been for the spies, who after all paid full price for their tickets, they would have long ago gone out of business. That, of course, was a joke. The unfunny truth was that the Fou Follet would never have survived if it had not been for its circus matinees and Shakespeare productions, the latter chosen to coincide with the selection of that year's high school syllabuses. I was born in the Scottish play, at the end of a full rehearsal. There was no great rush of fluids, but there was no mistaking what was happening when her waters broke, and my maman quietly excused herself and walked out of the Fou Follet without telling anyone where she was going. When she came down the brick ramp in Gazette Street, things started happening faster than she had expected. Oxytocin entered her bloodstream like a 10-ton truck, and all the pretty, soft, striped muscles of her womb turned hostile, contracting on me like they planned to crush my bones. I was caught in a rip. I was dumped. I was shoved into the birth canal head first, my arms still pinned behind my back. My ear got folded like an envelope. My head was held so hard, it felt, I swear it, like the end of life and not its glorious beginning. My maman had never had a child before. She did not understand the urgency. She walked straight past the line of empty red and silver cabs, whose Sikh taxi men, unaware of the emergency taking place underneath their noses, continued to talk to each other from behind their steering wheels via the radio. As she crossed the Boulevard des Indiens to the river, she already felt distinctly uncomfortable, as if she were holding back a pumpkin, and yet she would not abandon her plan, i.e., to walk quietly by herself along the river to the Mater Hospital. She had long ago decided on this, and she was a woman who always carried out her plans.